Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Major Supreme Court decisions currently pending before the United States Supreme Court and those that may come in the near future are hanging in the balance with the death of Justice Scalia. We're going to be talking about some of these decisions and some of these cases on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, there are some major cases that have already been decided, some cases that have actually been argued, and no doubt cases that will be coming in the future that literally hang in the balance because of the absence of Justice Antonin Scalia. In fact, at the Awakening 2016, we're going to be addressing some of these critical issues, and I hope people come to the Awakening 2016. It's this coming Saturday, March the 5th, and people can go to lc.org to register. But we're going to talk about six or so of some cases in the past and some of the cases that are currently pending and others that might come before the high court in terms of the difference it will be with the absence of Justice Scalia.
Well, there are a number of things that are in jeopardy here. One of them is the Second Amendment. You've heard some of the candidates on the presidential trail out there talking about this. We cannot overemphasize how important it is that Justice Scalia is replaced with a like-minded justice. One case is the District of Columbia v. Heller. This was a 2008 decision that ruled that the Second Amendment protects a person's right to own a gun for personal use, and it establishes the ability to keep a loaded handgun in one's home for self-defense under certain restrictions. Well, we know that there are at least four, or three, and maybe more justices on the court right now who would love to see the Second Amendment essentially just wiped out.
Yeah, and Justice Scalia was on the right side of the case. Without him there, if you have an Obama appointee confirmed by the U.S. Senate, which must ultimately be resisted by the Senate, by the way, then you're ultimately going to have the Second Amendment basically jettisoned. Another case that you have here is the so-called Citizens United case. That's a 2010 decision in which the Supreme Court said that you can actually use a nonprofit 501c4 for issue advocacy. In that particular case, they produced a film or a video about Hillary Clinton during her campaign for presidency in 2008. And so this was a great opportunity to protect freedom of speech. That could go a different way with regards to this issue. You have something regarding voting rights, which we'll talk about, we can talk about in more detail at another time, but that could go a different way. You have the famous Hobby Lobby case. Hobby Lobby, remember, that was a 5-4 decision. Hobby Lobby barely squeaked through. And let me just spend a little bit of time on the Hobby Lobby case, because that's a case that Hobby Lobby was founded by Christian family, the Green family, and it is a major commercial entity, but they use a lot of their commercial resources, the funds that they have from the Hobby Lobby, to give to charitable causes. They're the ones that are behind the Museum of the Bible that's opening in 2017 in Washington, D.C. That will be a $800 million or so, nearly $1 billion operation there just to get it opened and get the building built and to acquire all of the artifacts and so forth. This particular company was faced with either stopping its organization, stopping its commercial enterprise, or continuing it. And Mr. Green, the founder of it, David Green, said that if, in fact, he lost that case, he would shut down the company. And it was the issue of the Obama mandate that required Hobby Lobby and others to fund abortion. David Green said they would not do it, and they would shut down the company if they had to. Well, he dodged that bullet by one vote. And guess who was in that five? It was Justice Scalia. Without him, it would be a 4-4. Right now, if it was to be argued right now, it'd be 4-4, meaning that they would not have a victory at the Supreme Court. And if Obama nominates someone who likely would ultimately uphold the Obamacare abortion mandate, it would be 5-4 the other way. And the impact that it would have on Hobby Lobby, just one company, would be incredible.
It is unconscionable that this was a 5-4 decision here. We are talking about a First Amendment guaranteed right to religious liberty, to freedom of religious expression. We are talking about the right of freedom to conscience, and this manufactured, tyrannical move by our own federal government to come in and force a company to be complicit in abortion homicide, in the murder of little babies, against their will, in violation of the laws of nature, nature's God, and the laws of God. It's unconscionable that this is 5-4, but that shows you the import of having a replacement for Justice Scalia that holds firm to the First Amendment and to the Constitution and to freedom of conscience.
That one case alone illustrates what's hanging in the balance, because that would have gone the other way had Scalia not been there and an Obama nominee was there in his place. Hobby Lobby would have lost, and it would have had incredible damage inflicted on that company and on other companies around the country. Now, before we even talk about some other cases like Town of Greece, which let me just briefly mention that. That was 5-4, and that basically said that legislative bodies can begin their sessions with prayer. That was a 2014 case. Without Scalia, it would go the other way. Some of the cases that are there, however, like the current nonprofit, same challenges to the Obamacare abortion / contraception, abortion device and drug mandate, those are still there. They're pending. They haven't been argued yet. The Hobby Lobby case just addressed this issue as it relates to commercial enterprises. But now the case is before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it involves nonprofit organizations. One of those is Little Sisters of the Poor. That particular decision went against the Little Sisters of the Poor, the Court of Appeals. But there's several cases all being argued at the same time. Some other cases before the Supreme Court on the same issue went in favor of the plaintiffs and against the Obamacare mandate. So you got several cases. The different courts of appeal have gone different ways on it, all before the U.S. Supreme Court for a final resolution. People have thought that it would be a 5-4 decision with Scalia in the majority that ultimately would do the same thing in those cases that happened in Hobby Lobby. Without him there, it's very likely that those cases will become a 4-4 split, meaning two things could possibly happen. One, they have a 4-4 split, meaning there's no opinion, and therefore all of the courts below those decisions stand, the result of which is Little Sisters of the Poor is the loser and others are the winner until sometime later another case comes before the U.S. Supreme Court following the replacement of Justice Scalia. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the court could just simply hold the case, re-argue it later, until a new justice that new seat is filled by a new justice. And of course, it depends upon who that new justice is. If it's a Scalia, then we're back to the original, perhaps 5-4 decision. But if it's someone else, it's 5-4 the other way. So Little Sisters of the Poor has a lot riding on this issue. And I think that if Little Sisters of the Poor loses either way, at whatever time frame, if they lose, they will defy the Obamacare mandate, and they will not give up their ministry. And we're going to have a major clash between a religious organization and the federal government. I think that certainly is coming.
Well, the honorable, the reasonable, the right thing to do would be to hear these critical cases after a Scalia replacement has been confirmed. And again, it is critical, absolutely critical, that the next president is the individual to confirm that individual, and that individual that person holds to the judicial beliefs of Justice Scalia.
Well, I was just with the lead plaintiff in the teacher union forced unionization case that was already argued before the Supreme Court in California, is where she's from, and now it's already been argued. Everyone has been predicting that it would be a 5-4 decision to really strike down forced unionism. But with Scalia no longer there, it's up for grabs. So lots of material to think about. A lot is riding on this case. A lot is riding on the next justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to learn more about what you can do, how you can be involved in our prayer ministry. Liberty Prayer Network is part of Liberty Counsel's outreach, and we certainly need to engage in concerted prayer for our country and for the next president of the United States. and the next person that will be nominated to fill the position of Justice Scalia. You can also go to defendmarriage.org because, you know, we're talking a lot about the U.S. Supreme Court and who's going to be put in this position, and certainly that's very important to talk about. But the fact of the matter is the court has gotten out of control. And so we want you to go to defendmarriage.org, sign that pledge, but only sign it if you believe it. It is basically throwing down the gauntlet, challenging judicial supremacy. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and stand with us financially with your regular contributions at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.